This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, joined now by Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, I guess, do we want to say the torch is passed? We want to look back on California's longest-serving senator, Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah. There has been no bigger foe of gun rights in this country. No one more dedicated to limiting Second Amendment rights or outlawing certain classes of firearms than Dianne Feinstein. She, of course, really rose to real prominence as the result of a shooting. She was the head of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors when a former supervisor walked in and murdered the mayor and another supervisor. And she announced that and was then appointed mayor herself after having run twice and lost.
Right.
So that's how she really came to prominence and came to national attention. And she made gun control a central tenet of her political agenda for her entire life. And I guess at the end, she also became an emblem of the pathetic gerontocracy that we have governing this country. It was virtually elder abuse to what they did to her, wheeling her in and out of there every day just to cast a vote. Because they thought that they wanted her senior status on certain committees, I guess. I mean, she was obviously in no shape to be doing what she was doing for at least a couple of years. She didn't even have, she gave up a power of attorney to other people to manage her finances and all that because she just wasn't up to any of that. It was disgusting. But anyway, she has moved on.
Yes, and, while I never wished her any ill will, she used to carry a gun herself.
Yes, she did, famously.
But while she was carrying a gun herself, she made a big deal of turning one of those in. But after she became a senator, didn't she sort of have a armed detail the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, all the senators work under the protection of armed men. Few people did as much as she did to make sure that other Americans didn't have that privilege. That right, actually. Sorry. She was no friend of gun rights or anybody who takes the Second Amendment seriously.
Right. So, I guess I've said Chris Murphy is going to be her heir apparent. How many times did she break the law bringing assault weapons up there to make a little static display in the, she'd be doing her assault weapon display. She'd get AR-15s and all these other semi-automatics in there. And weren't they illegal? What about the magazines? She'd be, wasn't that illegal?
I don't know. We put up a whole range of photos of her over the years. Holding up guns, almost every one of them was an AK.
Yeah.
Because she loved to do that and show them, and there's one of her fumbling trying to get the magazine into an AK in front of everyone. And there's another one, after the Las Vegas shooting, where she was working to outlaw bump stocks, where she and her, well, probably her staff, lifted a photo from The Truth About Guns that's taken by one of our writers and used that to illustrate.
You should have got on copyright for that one.
Yeah, we didn't even bother. But, yeah. Exactly. So that was our badge of honor to be used by Dianne Feinstein in her failed attempt to pass legislation to outlaw bump stock.
Now, in the article that you guys, she acknowledged that the ban that she helped usher in never really affected anything, and yet she wanted another one of those. Didn't she wait on the Gun Digest to come out every year and go and look at the pictures and mark which guns she wanted to ban?
Probably. I mean, I think that's about the extent of the research that seems to have gone into the original assault weapons ban, which is why it was so easy for so many companies to work around it. And apparently, you know, they passed over pages that had the Ruger Ranch rifle on it, even though it's functionally exactly the same as the AR-15. You know, it made no sense. But you're right. I mean, all kinds of analyses after the 94 ban, which she helped write, concluded that it was utterly useless and worthless, except in one important aspect. In that it helped raise the popularity of the AR-15 and probably did more than anything else to make that eventually become known as America's rifle.
Yeah, that's always
popularity.
That's always the long game with this stuff. Any of the stuff that they come up against or any of the stuff they go up and they want to take away sort of seems to backfire on them.
Nothing makes an American want something more than the government telling them they can't have it.
Oh, well. I'm glad she's no longer in politics, because I never really... I don't know that she ever really did anything beyond, you know, gun control. I'm not aware of her really doing anything beyond gun control. Most politicians don't do anything, but the ones that actually get something through, like what she did... Yeah, I'm glad she's out of politics.
Well, yeah, she's effectively been out of politics for a year or two now.
15 years or
something. Since she declined in health and mental ability. But, yeah, we don't have her to kick around anymore. Instead, we've got people like Chris Murphy.
Chris Murphy and just every Democrat, except for the Democratic mayor of Dallas, who's now a Republican.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, if I need a break at any time during this, I'm going to go out and pull a fire alarm and try to bring a halt to all this so that I can open this door and get out for a little while.
Well, that's fine. Do you actually have a fire alarm at your house?
I do not. I was just taking a dig.
That is a dig. Well, I mean, that guy, isn't he the only male member of the squad?
No, I think, one of our local Texas congressmen, Greg Kazar, who is a Democratic Socialist from here in Austin, is now at least a semi-official member of the squad.
Oh, well. They're never going to give up. There's never going to come a day, Dan, where we and you can just write about the joys of going out and shooting and working on our shooting style and working on our targeting skills and all these other things that make shooting fun. We're always going to have to fight the political end of it. But that's okay. I knew that when I got into this.
Keep us busy.
Yes. Before we go to break, TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's the entirety of the website, TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you're going to find out the latest thing that's happening, the truly breaking news, if you will. And Dan brings it to you with a group of writers that are without equal, and a lot of contributors that come in that you've heard of and a lot of people you've never heard of, and they all bring it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we get this. This one right here. The nation contemplates the horror of due process applying to gun owners and their rights. What are we looking at here?
Well, yeah, the nation, if you're listeners aren't familiar with it, is a publication that makes the New York Times look like it's right wing. One of their commentators is taking note of the fact that, first Monday in October, the Supreme Court is back. It's taken a couple of cases that have meaning for gun owners, but the big one that Ellie Mistel here is all hot and bothered about is U.S. versus Rahimi. And that's the Fifth Circuit case here where the court ruled that a person who, while he committed all kinds of crimes, he'd never been charged with anything. He was the subject of a domestic violence restraining order, which he was subsequently found to have violated, and so he was charged with a crime then. The court found that there is no history or tradition of disarming people who have not been convicted of crimes in this country. Therefore, disarming somebody who is the subject of a restraining order is unconstitutional. This is freaking out people left and right, and they're saying, oh my gosh, we can't let, basically what the court's saying is because domestic violence was okay and generally accepted back in the 18th century, we're going to allow it. We're going to allow those people to have guns now. That's not what the court said. In fact, they specifically said that that wasn't what they were concluding. They were concluding that there's no history in this country of disarming people who haven't been convicted of a crime. So the court is going to take this up and decide where the line is drawn as to where and when, how much due process is required before you can take someone's rights away.
Shouldn't that be something that everybody that's in the legal field, shouldn't they all be for that?
Well, you would think. But in the pre-Bruin world where you had interest balancing and courts could determine that it's in the general interest of society to keep guns out of the hands of people we think are dangerous, that's not the law anymore. The law now says that if we haven't ever in this country decided that disarming people who have never been convicted of a crime, we can't do it now. So, again, this is another follow on to Bruin. It's another ripple effect of the Bruin decision. It has implications for the ban against drug usage as well. And this is going to be closely watched by Hunter Biden's attorney, because he's never been convicted of a crime yet either that I'm aware of. So that question on the 4473 that asked if you are a user of certain drugs, including marijuana, which is legal in many places, just not federally, you can't buy a gun. Well, again, these are people in most cases who have not been convicted of a crime. Hunter Biden was never convicted of a crime, yet he is effectively lost his Second Amendment rights under that statute, and that could be part of this this Rahimi case as well, and so it's going to be very interesting to watch.
Well, you know, whenever I look at a restraining order, right, clearly, if you've got somebody that needs a restraining order, You got issues. You've got some serious issues, because normally I can't think of a single case where we know that a restraining order was the only thing that kept them from making their attack, right?
No, people violate restraining orders every day in this country, either with guns or without. You know, they're commanded to stay, what, 1,000 yards away from their ex-wife
right.
or whatever. And,
right.
You know, and then go in and break in and beat the hell out of her or whatever. So they're stupid pieces of paper that protect no one.
Well, did Carol Bowne in New Jersey, didn't she have a restraining order?
I believe she did.
Yeah.
I think that,
and she ended up getting stabbed to death in her driveway.
Right, exactly. So they do nothing. But they can also be abused, of course, just like a...
Sure, absolutely.
A red flag law.
Yes.
You can have one vindictive act going after another one and swearing out an order. And if the target is somebody who owns guns, they will have to get rid of them until that order expires or there's a case that's adjudicated or whatever. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems with that whole process, mostly due process related, and the fact that these people in many cases have not been convicted of crime, yet they are losing an enumerated civil right, a fundamental civil right. And the court, the Fifth Circuit said, that's a problem. Well, we're going to see what the Supreme Court thinks about all that.
Well, I mean, I think it's David Kodria who said this. If you cannot walk the streets with a gun without a custodian, no, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you can't walk the streets without a custodian.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons.
For a lot of reasons.
If it's a mental health issue, if it, you know, whatever. And I'm one of those people who thinks that if you are sentenced for a crime and you do your time and you pay your debt to society, all of your rights should be restored, including
yeah.
voting, including your gun rights, everything else. So, not everybody thinks that. I understand.
Not everybody
that.
Thinks that, but I mean,
reasonable people can disagree.
The other stuff that they, I mean, the other things that go along with restraining orders and all this other nonsense, I mean, those things are set up, they're not protecting anybody. And in some cases, like you said, they get abused and all kinds of other things. Listen, we're headed into the next break. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where I go on a regular basis for the latest in the gun culture, for the latest breaking news to see what's happening lately. You can do this, too. They've been doing it for well over 10 years now. Dan has been running a very tight ship. They get so many things out. It's just... It's almost spooky how fast they are on the draw. I do get the text messages before you guys get to see them, though, so I got that going for me. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the actions taken against their adversaries will leave a lasting impact for generations to come. Through a translator, Netanyahu drew parallels between the Palestinian militant group Hamas and ISIS.
We have always known what the Hamas have been. Now the whole world knows. Hamas is the ISIS. And we will beat it just like the Western world has in ISIS.
Netanyahu also expressed gratitude toward President Biden for the unwavering support of the United States. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy revealed his decision to switch parties. Tonight's Powerball drawing offers a staggering prize of over $1.5 billion. That makes it the third largest jackpot in Powerball history. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, right now, the high capacity magazines on the West Coast, the high capacity magazine bans are in jeopardy.
Yeah, they're an endangered species.
Tell me about this.
Well, of course, last week, the president, was in the Rose Garden announcing the creation of that new Ministry of Gun Control.
Yeah.
And doing his, normal lying dog faced pony soldier routine where he says, you know, if you need 80 shots to kill a deer, you're just not any good. At the very same time, Judge Roger Benitez was announcing his ruling in Duncan v. Bonta, which, once again, now under Bruin, he ruled that the California's magazine capacity limit is unconstitutional. Of course, he ruled that back in 2017, and it went up through the process, and knocked down by the Ninth, and then was appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court held it. While it was deciding Bruin, and once Bruin was decided, they threw that back down and said, okay, now that we've got another standard here, let's take another look at this law. Benitez did that. He wrote a new opinion, taking into account Bruin, and now the Ninth Circuit has decided to take an on-bank look again at the magazine capacity limit. We'll see if it's any different this time. Apparently, it's exactly the same people, the same 11 people who looked at it the first time. But of course, we've got Bruin now. That won't stop them necessarily from saying, we don't care. We think the ban is just fine. In which case, it's going to end up right back up at the Supreme Court. But we should see. Anyway, the NFL host Larry Keene, who writes for us from time to time, says, well, that's California, but their neighbor to the north, California's app, has a similar law, which I think is called Measure 114 or something like that, another gun control measure that passed a public vote by like a fraction of a point or whatever. And also, similarly, banned so-called assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. So that's probably next on the Ninth Circuit hit list. A state court judge has already blocked implementation of that in the state for now. Yeah, as we said earlier, the high-capacity magazine ban, assault weapons ban, maybe waiting periods, and a lot of other gun control laws are endangered species in the Ninth Circuit.
What will they do, though? I mean, all of this is part of the Bruin response, right?
Yeah.
They keep trying to, so they get shot down. And how many times have they tried to ban magazines based on capacity in California now?
Don't know. Maybe only once. Maybe we're just dealing with the original attempt here that went through. I don't know how many attempts there were, but it's been the law there for a long time. At least, gosh, probably the early 2000s, maybe. I'm not sure when they originally outlawed it. And that was, of course, challenged, and that was the law that Judge Benitez ruled unconstitutional again back in 2017, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And he's got another case again, which he could copy and paste the ruling on, the assault weapons ban. So he's about to strike that down as well. I'm surprised that didn't even come out this week. So both of these cases are going to go up, and they're both going to be reviewed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I just can't wait to see how they handle it now that the rule or the law under Bonta now is quite different than it was the first time they looked at it.
You know, these laws they continually pass and all this other stuff. Do we ever hear about who's actually, like in California here lately, their last rampage killers, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they elderly Asian people?
Yeah, the one in the dance club who was like a 60-some-year-old guy.
And didn't he have a gun that was outlawed in California?
I believe he did. It was a handgun, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was one that's not on their roster. Now, maybe it was owned before the roster was approved,
yeah.
You know, went into effect. I don't know any of the details on that. Yes, it was an older gentleman with a handgun.
At what point do you think we'll get a ruling out of the Supreme Court where they say, from this point on, any laws passed actually have to go through a measure of what are they preventing, what are they going to solve, and who are they aimed at?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be anything like that. I think that's basically what the court system is supposed to do. And especially under Bruin and the way Justice Thomas wrote the ruling, there has to be, you know, there can, as I said, there's no longer, you can't use interest balancing anymore. You can't say, yeah, this guy has a right to own guns under the Second Amendment. However, society has a greater interest, excuse me, in making sure that he doesn't have too many magazine rounds in his magazine because that's inherently dangerous. That was the old way where they could pretty much make it up as they went along. Now, again, there has to be a history and tradition of that kind of regulation going back to when the Constitution was written. In order for a gun control law to pass constitutional muster. And all kinds of places in the Bruin response laws are testing that and saying, oh yeah, here's what we're doing, come and get us. And a lot of gun rights people are coming and getting them. That process takes a long time and costs a lot of money, but it's happening.
Seems to be faster now than it used to be, though.
It does seem to be. I think part of that may have to do with the fact that the law is clear. I mean, it's a very clear standard now under Bruin as to whether a law is constitutional or not, or even more so when they file for an injunction to block it, whether the plaintiff has a reasonable likelihood of prevailing once the case is argued. Those orders seem to be coming out faster now. We just saw one in Maryland this week. I think it was the assault weapons ban law.
Yeah.
And that was a Biden judge who issued, it was a sensitive places rule. It was the Bruin response bill. It was a Biden judge who said, look, you can't do this. I'm going to block this until the case is argued because it's plainly unconstitutional under Bruin.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. These articles are always thought-provoking, and it's the mere fact that this is indicative of how much gun control they're, how hard they're trying for it, because Dan is never not busy. He's never not reporting on the latest of their shenanigans. And if it wasn't such a sad thing to be happening in America, it'd be funny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, editor-in-chief there. Now, this is not about an article that you've got up. But, you know, anytime I go look at your webpage, I'm going to see something where some judge has slapped down some anti-constitutional law. And with the Bruin decision, Clarence Thomas, I guess he looked at what Scalia left, all the doors he left open with the Heller and the McDonald's decisions. He closed all of those doors effectively. So it's you know, constitutionally, there's just only so much they can do, and there's not a whole lot they can actually do. So we know this now. This is all sort of something like, you know, that's common knowledge. When we look at Michelle Lujan Grisham in New Mexico, and she gets out there and decides to create something out of whole cloth, isn't that a crime, what she just did, what she tried to do under the cover of it? Wasn't it an overreach, an abuse of power? I mean, besides it being unconstitutional, all these other things. Plus, she was doing a lot of things that were unfunded. You know, she wanted to have these mandates about we're going to stop all these, and nobody was going to follow it. Nobody was going to enforce it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm not an attorney. I don't know New Mexico law, so I don't know if it was a crime or not. It was certainly, unquestionably, a violation of her oath of office. Yeah, she, I don't know if people remember, but in addition to suspending carry rights, Second Amendment carry rights, she also established some sort of
fine.
Well, yeah, there's a fine, but it's sort of inspection squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Where members of the New Mexico State Police were going to go around to every gun store and inspect their records or something like that. I don't think it was ever done. I think most people just laughed at it. Everybody was, you know, stores were advised not to cooperate with that because it's illegal, you know, but short of having a warrant, there's none of that. And plus the state police didn't even have the manpower or the funding to do this kind of thing and hit all the gun stores. It was insane. So yeah, it was a clear violation of her oath of office to, you know, defend and uphold the Constitution. Now, the question is, then, what can you do about that? In some cases, and in some states, you've got the power of recall. After the debacle, the COVID debacle and all that, people in California tried to recall Gavin Newsom. Didn't work, but they had the chance. And they could have done it. I don't know if they've got that there. The problem is very few people who violate their oath of office or sometimes even commit crime. So again, I don't think that Grisham actually violated the law. There's never any real consequence for that. There may be political consequences down the road the next time they're up for election, but this kind of thing's happened before. Think back. I mean, remember the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh? Governor Bill Peduto of Pittsburgh came out and just inveighed against the gun laws and how he needed more and stricter gun laws in Pittsburgh. The problem was Pennsylvania has a preemption law which prevents the city from enacting those kind of laws. Didn't matter. The city council voted on it may have been an assault by a weapon. I can't remember. There was like two or three laws that violated the preemption law, and Peduto signed it. And he was asked at the time. He said, "You know, Mr. Mayor, this violates the state's preemption law, which I believe actually does subject Peduto and maybe even the council people who passed it to fines and maybe even jail. I think it varies from state to state." And he said, "Come arrest me." So he knew he was violating the law. He didn't give a damn. He knew that the chances of him, the attorney general in the state, who was Shapiro, who's now the governor, was the same party ever trying to enforce that law against him was, between slim and none. So we have a history in this country of public officials, saying, "Screw it, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you're going to have to stop me." And of course, he was stopped, and it was, the law was overturned and ruled, against the Pennsylvania Constitution or whatever. So it never went in place. Nobody was never enforced. But he didn't care. And Michelle Lujan Grisham didn't give a damn either. She had to have known that what she was doing was clearly unconstitutional. But I think she thought that there was more political benefit in it for her to do that and look like she really cared and was actually doing something about gun violence, whatever the consequences might be.
Well, whatever she was doing, she poked that one. I kind of think she's probably set the entire national gun control movement back a little bit. Do you?
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, that's why you didn't hear any of the large gun control operations, Brady Giffords, Everytown, Mom, literally none of them said a word about it. You would have expected them to come out strongly supporting her, being brave enough to finally do something about guns, whatever the outcome or whatever the result, but they said nothing, not a word, because they knew what that was. That was a political disaster, and it was something that didn't help the gun control movement at all in this country.
Do you think this, will they go back and, you think the people do the people in New Mexico have any recourse to go after her?
Again, I don't know. I don't know if there's a recall option in the state of Mexico. My guess is there isn't, because I think if there was, we'd have heard about that campaign going already. They'd be gathering signatures, like they did in California
It sort of makes me think every state should have a recall apparatus. South Carolina doesn't have a recall apparatus.
Totally agree. I think that there ought to be a way, especially because once you're elected in this country, the power and the advantages of incumbency are so strong, it's hard to hard to vote you out. Not always. I mean, people, it happens, but makes it very difficult. But, you know, if somebody pulls something like Grisham did, that's just insanely out of bounds, the population, the electorate should have a way of yanking, pulling her ticket prior to, you know, short of waiting for the next election.
Yeah, I do not think they should be allowed to stay in office while all of this is going on, where they can say, well, I'll just do this, and they can't do anything to me because we don't have a recall in place, so I'm safe.
Yeah, if you don't like me, vote against me next election.
Yeah. So that part of it, that's the, as a matter of fact, I think I need to probably start lobbying for recalls in my home state.
There you go.
We certainly don't have any.
There's a cause for it.
We don't have any here. Do they have them in Texas?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not aware, but I don't think so.
Texas is a special case, though. Isn't Texas, don't they have some sort of something in their constitution to where they could secede from the union and they don't fall under the normal United States purview on that?
I don't know where the terms are. You know, we were a republic, and then when we agreed to become part of the United States, there were a lot of special considerations, even including the flag. You know, the flag, every time the U.S. flag is flown, every other flag is lower. The Texas flag has to be flown at the same height as the U.S. flag. That was written in the agreement when Texas became a state.
Yeah.
But I don't know what other provisions are in there.
Well. Yeah, you don't mess with Texas. Should never, ever mess with Texas. Listen, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to humor my hypothetical there. That was always good. And it's always great when you show up and come on and give us the latest in the gun culture. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you need to go. At least you need to go about midday. Check them in the morning. Check them midday. Check them before you go to bed. That's what you need to do. Then you'll know. You'll be in the loop. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.